But it's quite interesting because it is that thing about, like, we mistrust so many people, and most of the time that mistrust is really misplaced, because most of the trouble that people get themselves into is on their doorsteps, and it's not stranger danger that changes. It's people that are close to people that are, we've got to be weary and watchful of. But it's the way, I mean, so if we look, go back to Bellingham North, and we look at Bellingham North as a place, and them families all had strong ties. They had all strong ties to each other. So you'd have whole families within two roads of each other. Mm. So they knew Auntie Bessie, and they was their proper aunts. So they knew that there was that family tie about. And to try and reproduce that is really, really hard. Because, and again, what we do, and it's really interesting, because in my politics coming out, is the fact that we're all trying to chase a dollar, and sometimes it's not about chasing a dollar. Yeah. Sometimes it's just about saying, you know what, that makes me smile.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes me smile, and that's worth doing. So the stuff that I try and do now is, if it don't make me smile, then I don't want to do it, because it's not worth doing. So you get, like, in Bellingham, you've got an organisation called Bellingham Community Project, which is quite understanding. You've got people like Fir Hill Football Consortium, which are just the best places ever to just go and do nothing in.
Do you think very many people actually know about these organisations and these places?
No, what happens is for some unknown reason, people cut themselves off, and to communicate with them and let people know that these are active is one of the hardest things. It's just so hard, because especially working class people, what we try, what we tend to do is self-exclude. Yeah. So what we choose, oh, that's not for me, that's for somebody else. It's really my dad was a really great singer. I can't sing at all. But it's one of them things that I think I actually purposely decided that I was never going to sing, because he was such a good singer.
Yeah.
My dad was such a good singer.
So it's like, he's got that.
It's like, I can really, like, he used to win loads of competitions in Bellingham. Like, there used to be some social nights, and he would win the competitions for singing and things like that. And again, for me, I forgot to say thank you for all that stuff. I just, he's my dad, so no, I didn't appreciate him enough as him growing up. And then my mum, she's married someone who's non-white, and she's got 5 kids by him, and again you just forget about what that means and how that affects,
especially
you
at them times as well.
You're talking like 56. I'm born in 56, so you know there's lots of stuff going on, but it's sometimes I forget their story, and it's kind of, I have to remind myself that they must have been really brave to do what they did.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
You represent a generation,
yeah,
and some pioneers, yeah, of change within the community of Bellingham. And yeah, when you consider, as you mentioned, your family was one of the first few families of colour in that respect, there must have been all kinds of experiences and prejudice you faced with regards to that, you know?
It's really quite interesting, because this is really sounds good, because we tended to be quite violent, we didn't have that prejudice. Mm. It's really disappointing for me, because now I look back and I was a horrible little bully.
But do you feel like you had to be.
You feel like it's survival.
Because like, I know I've been in situations where if you're nice, and to this day it happens, you come across with a certain demeanor, whereas you're nice, you know, you're respectful. People take that as a weakness. And especially where you're coming from, where, to be honest with you, you're the odd one out. It's like, oh, if you're now appearing to be weak, it's even more of a reason to pick on you. So,
but it's, I would have loved to have speak to me again. Love to go back and talk to me about that and about the way in which I made some children's life to be horrible. So, but I have to move on with that and do the stuff that I do.
Yeah,
but it is. It will always be with me, and I have to work through it. So that's kind of interesting.
But what I've understood so far, Trevor, is that you've kind of utilized those experiences to empower you to be, like, to affect change within the community of Bellingham later on down the line. Because we spoke about, like, what project was you? Did you mention that you were kind of running, basically, and that was in Bellingham?
So I did a project keeping Bellingham streets safe, and that was a play program built with Elfrida and Anthony School, and I'd done a summer play scheme, and they're just one of the best things I've done. So even now I get young people who were between 8 and 11 at that time still come and speak to me and say to me, like, Trevor, that was a really good, really good show. Absolutely. So, and they're all Bellingham boys and boys and girls, and so that's keeping Bellingham. That was just one of the. So I was the part of the neighbour management team. I'd done the keeping Bellingham Street safe. So there was lots of projects that I'm really proud of on down Bellingham, and the fact that I was able to deliver them for Bellingham young people was the most. And them young people were now, some of them are, well, lots of them are mums and dads, because I'm really old. So that's kind of interesting. I'm really excited about that. But even like so when the. So do you know about Ilya?
Why do you do this to me? No,
he's
just
dropping so many. It's like
acronyms. Yeah, teach us about these acronyms.
So when the LCC was around, and Maggie Thatcher didn't like.
What's the LCC, Trevor?
London County Council.
Oh, okay, Trevor.
I'm doing a course with them. I sound so dumb right now. That is crazy. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Continue. So the LCC.
Now I'm getting it.
The LCC turns into the GLC.
Yep.
And the GLC has an arm in it called the Inner London Education Authority.
Ilya.
Makes dun, sense. Dun, dun. So this was under Thatcher in the 80s.
So we got Ilya. So if you look at Bellingham and Downham, what one of the things is that there was in common with them is they had no youth clubs.
Right.
So they had no youth club, because when Ilya was around, it used its schools to deliver youth working. So it would use Sedgill, it would use Affany as places after school hours for young people to do open access stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
So schools at that time were very much about delivering youth activities. So if you ever look at the south of Lewisham, there's very few youth clubs until Bellingham Gateway gets built.
Right.
And I'm part of a group of about 8 of us who are just lobbying for the gateway to happen. And Steve Bullock's the mayor of Lewisham, and every meeting he went to, one of us would be there saying, "What are you doing about the youth club in Bellingham? Mm-hmm. What are you doing about?" So it was a long sort of staying,
a campaign,
campaign to actually get. And but at the same time, we had the community Bellingham Community Project also willing to give up part of their space. So the gateway's up there, and again, it becomes part of I know that I'm part of that, about that making it happen.
Yeah.
Only in a small way.
Mm. Way, bitty, so also.
You say in a small way, but it's like when you throw like a little rock into a pool and then you see the ripple effects. Yeah. The ripples are going to get bigger, right?
Like,
all of us can only do little bits.
Yeah, really. Absolutely.
And little bits. It does make a difference.
Yeah.
But as we mentioned before, so you've then kind of campaigned for this youth centre, this youth club, to be put up and to be available for young people. I'm now a young person growing up in Bellingham. I then do my youth work qualification over there. I then work with young people in the community. Me. So it's, yeah.
Right, the way it's all connected is crazy. Like.
But it is. Everything you do in life, everything you go in the world, you are connected somewhere. You are part of somebody else. Mm. There is not just you. That connection for about you and the world. Bellingham is Bellingham, but there's lots of things that Bellingham has got has affected in the world, and it's quite interesting. There's some play equipment in Southend Park, and I got some money from the Blair Brown government. And the for Phoenix, and we put the money into Southend Park. So again, it's another of them pieces of bits that, like, I know that I was involved in, and that I don't forget where I come from and how important Bellingham is to me and my family. It's just quite exciting.
Yeah. And it's very interesting to see how you've held your experience as someone who's grown up in Bellingham and been part of the community in Bellingham, and reinvested time and energy and your expertise and your skill set and the projects you've worked on and that kind of level of commitment back into your roots, back into your origins. That's incredible.
Actually, honesty, like,
yeah.
Yeah, I might be bigging myself up here.
Because
that thing about we can only do what we can do, and it's really important that you recognise where you come from and change it. So, have you been down on Bellingham Green?
Isn't that where they do like sometimes they do like shows and like
events? You've been down to Bellingham Green? Down to Bellingham Green?
Where is it?
Just down here.
Yeah.
Just down the end of the road.
Just walk down. It's like...
Is it there?
The kids... Yeah, they were doing like a spoken word thingy. I think Charlotte was doing that actually.
Yeah.
So Bellingham Green, on it, there's a green flag.
Yeah.
So what is that green flag?
You tell us, Trevor. You tell us.
So the green flag is a sign of a public space. That's a green space. That's excellent.
Wow.
So Bellingham... And I was part of a team that was involved in trying to get out a green flag, the original green flag. So it was Glendale's that done the majority of the work.
Yeah.
But it's that thing about, for me, as these little bits I know that I've done in Bellingham or I've been involved in some small way, that have been my way of saying thank you back to Bellingham.
Yeah.
And it's not, I do it because... It's a good thing to do. There is nothing better than giving back.
Yeah.
And seeing something give back.
Well, we've got you here. So we've got the kind of gateway, is it community centre? How do you call it? The youth club. Gateway Youth Club. Then we've got Bellingham Green. Then we've got, what else did you mention?
Southend Park
with the equipment there. I mean, is there any other things while we've got you here
that is worth mentioning?
You've been responsible, if not affiliated with, in some capacity.
So they are the they're the main bits, but
they're pretty heavyweight.
But the neighbour management. When I was part of the neighbour management team, that was really quite... And the Sure Start programme, so I was involved in Bellingham Sure Start.
I was in that programme. Still have the little...
I was probably getting the vouchers from that programme, to be fair.
So I was part of the Bellingham Sure Start programme. And But it's that thing about, like... So I still got lots of people who would recognise me now. I confess no faith, but I end up knowing most of the faith leaders in Bellingham. This is a really interesting one. The Bellingham Carol Service, have you been along to that yet?
No.
So Bellingham Carol Service, they still use my risk assessment. And there will be some pieces. Pretty easy.
If it's tried and tested, really? And it works, then.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
But that always makes me smile because, it was one of the things that it was me that set up all the paperwork. It was definitely Bellingham Churches Together that delivered it, but it was me that done the technical stuff about making sure that this was done and that was done. So they still use that. That's always so. Raymond Singh, who's the vicar from Brookhouse. He always goes back there. And Father Paul Butler, who's now the vicar at St Paul's in Deptford, used to be the vicar down here.
So it's
that thing about working with, so like that they all know that I have no faith, but we all work together about community
for the greater good,
and that becomes quite important in Bellingham. And when we was doing stuff around in Bellingham, it was about not one of us doing it, but all of us. Again, I've most probably written out this history now, but I was very much about the setup of Phoenix Community Housing. So I was part of that team. And again, people misunderstand that the impact that the local authority had on that, because it was the local authority officers that were actually done all the technical stuff. But That's another story.
Okay, so my main couple of questions, I'm sure, Sam, you would agree, this is just, I'm almost overwhelmed with so much information.
I honestly wasn't expecting, like, just this whole
scope.
Just everything you've done is kind of sick still.
It's like, incredible. It's really inspiring.
Yeah.
But it's always bloke talking. There's always blokes talking. Do you know what bloke talks are?
No, go on, tell me bloke talking.
Blokes talk the biggest load of rubbish there is, I believe it.
in this context, it's very relevant. I don't mind this bloke talking at all. At all. Okay, my question is, I think you can ask the kind of advice question, but for me, I just wondered if there's any recommendations. I know you mentioned the fish and chip shop down by Sir Chill. Is there any particular like local businesses that you would recommend in Bellingham for people to just either try out or to check out for the first time, or just to be aware of, whether it's deals, whether it's restaurants, whether it's takeaways,
long time establishments,
whether it's good services, whether it's there's that place over there you can get your MOT done, whatever you kind of have in mind to recommend. Let us know about the local services in Bellingham.
It's only the second time I've been in this building since for a long, long time. But you have one of the greatest national charities within 100 yards of you.
Right.
And it's 1 in 4.
Do you want to specify what that is,
Trevor? 1 in 4 work with people that have been sexually abused as young people.
Right.
And on our doorstep, we have 1 in 4. And the fact is that very few people know that exists.
Yeah.
And we need to support it as much as we can, because the way in which young people can get sexually abused is a major concern for me and the work that I do, and the impact it has on all of us. So 1 in 4. It's not a business, but it is a local organisation. And the second one, and I urge everyone.
Sorry to interject. So 1 in 4 is based on 219 Bromley Road. Bellingham.
She's just across the road.
Across the road, SE6PG, and you can get more information online. But I mean, there's a contact number, 0208-697-2112, and it's worth checking out. I definitely think we're going to start advocating a lot more on behalf of the organisation as well.
For sure.
The other one is, and again, it's really interesting because if I've done a small thing, Bellingham Community Project has done huge things for this, for Bellingham, and the stuff they do is absolutely phenomenal. And their team is a small team, but it's just worth you just looking at them, and making sure that you engage with them in a positive way.
And that's across the road as well, isn't it? That's 5 Randalls down road.
Yeah,
cool. They're based in the leisure centre opposite.
Oh, wow.
I had no idea about
literally
that.
Literally, you're right opposite.
I'm full of useless information.
No, that's specific. Yeah. That one really. That's so the Bellingham Community Project. Obviously, it's a non-profit organisation. But what does it actually do?
Its premise is to try and increase the community engagement within Bellingham overall.
Excellent.
It's charity that actually supports it, which is City Parochial, owns that piece of land that the leisure centre sits on.
Right.
That when I'm a kid, that piece of land was owned by the National Federation of Boys Clubs. So that was a Federation of Boys Clubs. How long do you got before you want to start?
Around 15 minutes.
All right. So the National Federation of Boys Clubs is really important about the green space in Bellingham. Sorry, I'm going to go off on a complete tangent. So you've got all these green spaces in Bellingham, and what they're geared up for is for men to get fit.
Oh,
all right. So when the inner city, when you have the slums in the inner city, and again, this is my politics come into it. So I see this because everyone talks about Homes for Heroes. It was never Homes for Heroes. It was homes to produce fodder to send to the war to fight for the queen and country, for king and country. So what happens is in. When this estate's built, all of them, there's 13 of these estates around London, they're all built with one thing in common, and that's access to green space.
Right.
And it's because they want people to get fit.
Yeah.